You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show.
Welcome back. Oh, we did that in like that stereo.
Yeah,
that was good.
That was a bit creepy.
Yeah. So, for people that's watching live, I hope you've had a nice week.
And toasties.
And toasties.
Yeah, because you said they were all going for toasties.
Yes. We did get some advice from one of our watchers. Yeah, that word just doesn't sound right,
no,
does it?
Sound no.
A bit. Viewers, are the viewers of the live?
Guests,
audience.
Guest, audience. Guests. Audience, yeah. Audience is probably the technical term.
What was it? Coleslaw's very...
Yeah, don't have coleslaw in your cheese toasties because you burn your roof of your mouth and have to go to hospital and suddenly you've got problems or something.
So
he seems like he was quite embarrassed about it.
That's a top tip.
Yeah. So... This is show number two,
yes. Yeah. So if you listen to the podcast, it's...
The better show.
It's the better show the next week.
Yeah. I did set that away recording, didn't I?
If not, we'll get it from something else. Yes, you did.
Yes.
Because you told us about it.
Oh, dear.
I've lost my train of thought. So, yeah. It's a bit different this week. The second week. Like, last week, we're still live. We're recording it live.
It's not really a week difference.
No.
Unless you're listening to it recorded. Well, yeah. Even if you listen and record it, it's not.
Yeah.
Because on YouTube, it's just the next button.
Yeah, but the podcast people, because I can't be bothered doing another show next week, because they're going to get in 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. So hello, future people.
Yeah.
Past people, something like that.
We don't have to go to 80 miles an hour to be in the future.
Do we not?
We just have to do a podcast.
So what's your excuse when you get pulled over by the police?
I don't know.
What I'm always going, I'm trying to get into the future, and they just laugh at you. Right, Diddy, and then beer.
But diddy.
Because we normally have a bit of waffle and a diddy.
We need to dance to it.
We do. This is Allendale Double IPA. It was £2.59 from Coppers. It is a 500ml bottle.
We only have one bottle. Well, we have two bottles because
and
the bigger bottles.
It is 7.4%.
So it's a double IPA that we tend to like.
Yes.
Lots of. Just don't give us as much of.
Why, do you not want to get off your face?
No, I just want to make sure everybody's got some if it's nice.
We are opening these beers with our Formal Shark branded bottle opener.
Yeah.
If you'd like one, email in, tweet us, Facebook us. We'll put the details up on the screen.
So it's very clear that...
It's
like golden
is.
Colour. I know it's golden.
Very golden. There's it might be my crap pouring skills. The head looks more bubbly and sparse.
So these are in Allendale, that's out in the country in the middle of nowhere. And it literally is in the middle of nowhere.
In the northeast of England. Again,
yes.
if you didn't follow last week's show, the majority of these are local to the northeast of England.
Yeah.
Bar one.
It smells very malty, this.
It does. It's got another smell that I can't think.
You're not getting a lot of hop through. So let's go for the big gulp. Now, so you've got a very sweet, almost caramel.
That was
taste to it.
I couldn't find that word.
But normally when you have double IPAs, they're like that.
Ah.
Well, that's what they're like, aren't they?
That's footage now. I'm going to go to the police and see you've assaulted me, and it's live on YouTube that you can't delete because you'll not figure it out.
Well, that's the background for Crime Watch. Now, normally...
It feels like that, doesn't it? Especially with the lights.
So I can't punch you.
No, you're not allowed to punch me.
So, a double IPA like that in the mouth.
Punch the cameraman. He's not on camera. Nobody'd know.
Well, I could do.
Yeah. Just looks like you've walked off. If you walk off crying, they'll think you've lost a family.
No, I'd need some steak. If I order steak and it doesn't arrive, I can then punch him and call him a producer.
Yeah.
And then we'll get a big Amazon deal.
So are we allowed to blame him for the pizzas we had and not, like, canapes and scallops and all this posh food we were expecting?
Yeah. And then we'll be on Amazon Prime.
I even had to pay for that pizza for the producer.
Did he not give you the money back?
He did, but that's not the matter of the fact. I had to pay up front for it. It should be him paying for us.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty sure that's the way it works in big business.
Well, this is a really sweet, and it's obviously got quite a high... quite a high percentage at 7.4. Yeah, but
higher on the
but
scale.
But for the taste of this, it's,
yeah,
it's almost like what gold would taste of.
No, I think gold would taste
not metally. If it was like actual.
No, it's more like the chocolate bars. You know, the gold chocolate bars. Oh, they taste more like gold than this does.
That's because you've had gold chocolate bars.
Yeah, but you know the whoever makes them. They're more gold-like than
this. I like this. I think you could drink a lot of it.
I do.
And I think eventually you would just hit the ground.
Which is actually quite surprising in terms of the Allendale things we've had in the past. I've always found the middle of the road.
Mm.
This is definitely a bit
better. That's definitely better compared to the thingy. Anybody in the audience got any comments? Or?
And you're not just allowed to say the word boobs. I'm looking at you.
There's some rowdy ones in.
Lager drinker doesn't like it,
but... Oh, we're pairing this one, are we?
Yeah, we might as well pair this one.
Right, we are pairing this with hundreds and thousands. They're not even hundreds.
They're not called hundreds and thousands. They are multicoloured sprinkles from a discount shop. Oh, it's got a... What on earth is this under behind this?
We went against the metal ball things, the candy balls.
Because you said, oh, you
break reckon
your
somebody
teeth.
Would break the teeth and we don't want to be sued.
It's their fault for having teeth. Entertain people while I try and open this.
Stab it with this!
There we go. Oh, there we go.
I'd missed there. That would have been...
That would have been, again, on camera.
Yes.
Assault on camera.
Yeah, tweet us at Formal Shark. See? I got that in. Was he tempted just to press the button? He was like, should I press it?
Did the cameraman get it on?
So this is really good. Just mention it really quickly and then
He gets stressed. They look like
Facebook / Formal Shark.
They're crap. They're horrible. They're worse than the candy sticks.
The taste of disappointed birthday.
It tastes worse than that. At least on a disappointing birthday, you've got socks. These look taste like you get a lump of coal or something. The candy sticks were better from the last show.
Well, they are. Thingy down ones.
And they weren't very good.
We're just going to get hyped off all the sugar, aren't we? Nothing to do with the beer.
All the hundreds of candy strawberries I had this morning.
Oh, yeah. You just kept feeding us them.
And then you realised the bag was empty.
I think for a few things we do need to explain. Me and Adam, me and Bob even, do not sleep together.
Well, that's a lie. We have slept together.
But in just an actual, like...
Sleepy way, not a
yes.
sexual way.
Yeah, so I was just trying to say... We're not bothered if...
Well, I mean, I don't know what you've ever done to me. I know what I've never done to you.
We'll not go into that, Grima, no. Once had.
Oh, I know about that, dude. That's disgusting.
Anyway, should we get back on the podcast?
on the podcast live, malarkey. This really is like Crime Watch with all the lights.
Yeah, I do.
I feel as though I should be crying. What?
Right.
Why are we allowed?
We can't
to do
the pauses when we get the giggles.
No. Why are we allowed to?
I'm
do
scratching
this?
My head like a. What I realised in
is
in
it
the
like scratching a testicle.
Bob, we'll get back on to beer.
So yeah, it's golden. It's nice.
Yeah. No, I would definitely seek that out if you like your beers and. Especially if you want a session or something like that, but not a very big session because of the percentage.
You'd get very drunk on this quite quickly.
Yeah.
Ditty and then the next beer.
Give him a different glass.
Don't throw that out.
If it's a decent beer, put it out there and give them a different glass.
Yeah, I mean, our audience are trying to throw beer away.
You know,
like.
Good beers.
This is rubbish.
You know, I'll have...
I'll do the bottle of Smirnoff Ice, buddy.
No, we are we ready for the next beer, or what?
I'm ready for the next beer.
Is this the stolen beer?
Yeah, this is the stolen beer. this is Archbishop's Ale by Blackpaw Brewery from Bishop Auckland, County Durham.
We got it from... Well, I got it from Durham Market. I was talking to the guy on the market stall about Formal Shark, just trying to, like, make us not sound like idiots... and then walked away without paying
like an idiot.
And then had to realise, oh, I've got more money in my wallet, and had to embarrassingly email them to say...
It is a 500ml bottle, and it's 4.1%.
Can I pay by PayPal or something? We're still negotiating.
So basically, you talk to him to make us not sound like idiots, and then made a fool of yourself.
Yes.
Typical.
Didn't there used to be that programme on like channel on BBC Three where they would do like crimes like that, where they would distract them and then... But they wouldn't steal beer, they would steal jewellery and things like that.
I think you were watching people rob banks and stuff. Like
no, it's called The Real Hustle, I think it was called.
I feel as though they didn't actually rob jewellery from shops and stuff. And market stalls.
So that's a very sweet smell.
I want to say there's a slight smoky tone to it.
Yeah, it's got a smoked licorice-y sort of taste to it.
Yeah. Our audience disagrees.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's got very sort of it's a lightish beer in its what colour it is.
It's dark. It's a very dark ruby. You know, when you put it up against the light.
Yeah. But it's actually got quite a few complex tastes going on there.
Yeah. But it's not heavy, it's not strong, it's not punchy.
It's definitely in the classification of more of a real ale than necessarily more crafty.
And I feel as though you could probably drink quite a lot of it without realising you've drunk a lot of it.
As one of the audience members just said, there's coffeeiness to it as well. It's...
It's a bit flat, isn't it?
But yeah, I mean, the cameraman said it's a bit flat. It does.
Yeah,
it doesn't carry. It doesn't flavour in terms.
But
of
yeah, I think
previous beer.
I think it's definitely one of those ones that what we would describe as a very, very good real ale.
Yeah.
Rather than on the sort of craft beer, what we class as craft beer, because craft beer doesn't have a definition, so it's just something we base. Yeah, we haven't made craft beer up in that sense if we'd made the definition up. But in America, there's certain requirements for what a craft beer is, and this would come under it in America because it's independently owned and only do so many barrels. But I think for in our mind, the sort of like the real ale is in the craft beer spectrum. But
I mean, that makes sense to me. If it makes sense to the other people,
yes.
Who cares about that?
Unfortunately, there's a lot of crap real ales, especially in Tesco's.
Yes.
And it's this sort of stuff you should be looking for.
And at worst, you know, these guys make better beer.
I don't know.
You know, you buy this, you support them, they brew better, they brew more.
They did a decent range of beers, and I tried all of them. They had a double IPA. They had an IPA, but I knew we had IPAs and we're trying to keep away from them a bit. And stuff like that. So yeah, they're in Bishop Auckland one night of the week, Thursdays I think, they open up the brewery for you to go and have drinks there and things like that. So
I'd say it's worth a holiday visit for anybody who's not in the North,
especially East. If they're seeing that, oh, what's it in Bishop Auckland over the summers?
Kinrun.
That's meant to be really good. Everybody said it's fantastic, and they're doing it again. So I take it he did have a pop up bar during that for the days it was on. So yeah, when that comes on,
the disappointing thing is you won't be able to go to the castle because the castle's closed for a year while they renovate it.
Yeah, because they're putting a lot of money into it, aren't they?
So I mean, if you want to go on holiday there, don't ignore the castle. You look at it from
outside. And only stay certain bits of Bishop Auckland, because once you get higher up the high street, it gets more dodgy and more crap.
Okay.
Stay down that end.
Is this public safety kind
no,
of
No, this is me being...
snobby.
Carol Smiley. Was she on the...
Carol Smiley?
Was she ever on, like, the holiday programmes?
I think so. What was that holiday programme? It was, like, going places or something, wasn't it? With that weird...
I was on... When I was a kid. Have you seen the one where I'm on, the proper famous holiday program when we were kids.
I'm pretty, you know, when those I'm only pretty four sure channels. Your mum was like, oh, have you seen this? It's got Albert Phillip in it.
Yeah. When I'm on a baby. Yeah, I'm a baby in it. And I was on like the real telly. Did you have the proper telly with four channels.
So you didn't have hair then either?
No. And I tried to shove an egg in my head.
I mean, there's not much different, really. Seeing the way you eat.
So I've always been a star.
They've always been special.
Yes, definitely. We need to synchronise our drinking to be different times. So one can be delivering...
That's not how it works. Witty banter.
Witty banter.
Yeah, but we're not Dave. There's nothing witty about us.
Witty.
It's more like borderline offensive and really bad banter.
Yes.
What are you laughing at?
So
I wasn't pointing at you in the internet. I was pointing at our cameraman who's just laughing at us for no reason.
What are you looking at? Douche. Yeah. That would be not very good. Yeah.
We could have done this in VR. We could have told him he needs to buy lots of 3D cameras.
That's the next stage I'm bullying him into.
And then we can bully the other one to have a go of it.
It was a drone earlier.
Well, get two.
You're rich.
Yeah, CEO of HP and everything.
Diddy.
Should I talk about Diddy? Diddy,
Diddy,
quick. Yeah.
We forgot to do it the last time.
And do you want to do it just in case we
forget
again?
Yeah, we'll forget it, so we'll put it on again.
Yeah. So this is another 500ml bottle. This is from Time Bank Brewery, and it is the Cherry Stout, and it's 5.2%. Ooh!
Do you think this is going to taste of cherry?
I hope so.
Cherry-o, cherry-o, baby!
Best before 2012.
I better not say that. Only bought it last week. I'll take it back.
It says see neck of bottle, but you can't actually see the black writing.
This
on
was
the
got
back
from
bottle.
Pip Shop. I rushed there after work so we could have four beers a show.
Have you got an idea of how much it might have cost? Pounds.
Yes.
There we go. It was
£5 something for two bottles. It wasn't an offensive amount.
So something over £2.50 then.
So Pip Stop is. Where's it at? It's near
Anfield Plain.
Maidenlaw. It's not Anfield Plain, it's nowhere near.
Well, it's like kind of.
Right. I like that smell. Can I have
that?
I want that as an air freshener in my toilet.
I want it in my car. Make it smell better than the fart it normally does. It's got it's dark. It's stouty looking,
yes.
As you'd expect. With a really good caramel smell.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really nice.
You can taste the cherry. The cherry is a very sweet part of it.
But it's a subtle, it's not like, it doesn't jump out you and go, rah! That one just clipped on the
probably,
audio.
Yeah.
But it's nice, it's subtle in there, it's sitting there quite happy, you know, it's hugging the other flavours.
No, I see it kind of starts and it's yeah, and then there's a sharp sweet taste that then blends away, and that sweet taste does
maybe,
it's not a full punch, but it definitely cuts through.
Maybe we should deliver it with a glass of cherry on the side.
Yeah.
As for presentation. Possibly. That's a top tip, the brewery. No, this is
and because this tastes classy.
Oh, we'll have the classy
Love More custard creams.
Classy custard cream.
And I'll play these ones into the audience and they can figure out how to open it up. Again, from a discount shop. These do need to be eaten today.
Why did today?
No, they were out today several days ago.
Oh, they smell of biscuit.
Mmm. Squash custard creams. I'm very dry.
You need drink.
Very dry. They're the driest custard cream I've had ever.
They're gluten-free Dairy-free.
Oh. I'm just saying,
what's on this gluten-free?
Would anyone like know what Christian cream tastes like if you remove all
the... It's remove the nice
all
bits.
All the fun's gone, is it? It's
so dry.
I've got wallpaper in my mouth.
It's so dry.
Lovely.
I've never had anything drier in my... It's like eating sand, but drier. Why did we get them? We should have looked at the label.
Our top tip is go for a cheap brand from Tesco's. The like, stripy ones.
I was just like...
It's going to be far nicer.
It just looks posh.
But if you are gluten, wheat and dairy... You've got lots of...
If you're intolerant of things...
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah. But if you are intolerant of bad tastes, don't have these.
Yeah.
You probably enjoy the beer more
now. It's like I've had a barrel of sand poured into my mouth.
Okay. Alright, they do taste
me. Maybe it was just them few days out of date. That,
yeah, they will blame that.
Did we warn the watchers?
But how can it be cream if it's got no dairy in it?
It's fake cream.
But then it's not cream, is it?
Well, I don't know. I'm not part of the Advertising Standards Agency. Right. Why do you not write to them on Monday?
And go, these custard creams didn't have any cream in them.
Yeah.
Prepare for soya.
Yeah, but are they actually replaced with soya?
Oh,
yeah, it's soya flour. But flour's not cream.
This is not very interesting for people out there, just giving them the ingredients of different things.
Like biscuit.
How's a biscuit that don't buy?
Other things?
We're not.
We're not advertising. Yeah, you said that.
One of our
audience
punters.
Members.
Oh, that's a more polite way of putting it. There's a Durham campaign for real ale,
and it's basically a tour of a list of all the bars in
Durham
that do real ale.
Oh, and there's a map, so you can do it as
camera.
So you can do it as orienteering.
Yeah.
So we'll do it that. We'll have two groups. You've got to have a pint in each... No, half in each one.
Just give them the map and then they've got to write down the pub name at that point of place.
Yeah, and have a half a picture with the map and a half. That's a good game. I think that's a good game. Good game.
We should do that.
Yeah, we'll do that as a... We could do that as a charity event for Formal Shark.
Yeah.
And then see how many you get in before you fall down on the ground.
Yeah. The other one, again, if people didn't hear on the previous podcast / live show, everybody who came and attended this event got a free can of Brewgudder, which puts their profits to charity. So it's well worth buying a load because it's a nice lager, you get drunk, and you're helping some people who get crap water for life, so you can help them live.
And another thing, one of our people has brought our takeout from Station something, or what's it called?
The station in Durham.
Not in actually the train station. Because that. So this is cider, not apple juice. So do not give it to the kids before school. If not, the teachers will have a mare of a time.
They might not. They might. Depending on the kids.
Yeah. So yeah.
It's a nice little.
At the station house, it's a very good
micro pub
sort of thing. Has decent beers on, and you can go down to the head of steam.
Yeah,
if you're in Durham, we like Ed of Steam.
That's in this book.
Is it in there?
Yeah, the book.
We got a really good... That last time we were in, there was a really good barmaid on him, which really did help us out. And then our cameraman had to then give the Formal Shark keyring and explain what it was about.
Again, email in and we'll try and send some out.
If you want some, email in and give us your address.
We've got normal key rings as well, but the bottle opener ones are better. Cause
limited edition in case like billions of people...
Yeah, they are. They're limited edition.
They are, because I can only make them so quickly.
give
it the illusion that it's in like some sweatshop in China.
Yeah.
No, it's me doing it for less money.
So do you not get the living wage when you're making these?
No.
Jeremy Corbyn would take a shit fit. He really would.
Is that the technical?
I think it's a technical term. We're nearly worse than Sports Direct, really.
Yeah.
But are you allowed to go to the toilet? Do we let you go to the toilet when
yes,
you're
making that? Yes. I've normally got a programme on and a couple of beers.
Okay.
So if we count the beers I'm having during it.
Okay. No, that's better. At least we're better than Sports Direct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Do you get searched to see if you've stolen any?
You could make them while you're on the toilet.
I don't think it probably does. No, I don't. But we can't tell people on it in the internet land that feces-handed person's been touching the bottle over there. Because they're not going to want to open a bottle if they know it's got poo over it.
No, and I wash my hands after I pink the toilet.
Do you?
Most
do you wash it in the toilet?
No. I've got to go...
Because you've not got your sink in your bathroom yet.
No, I go out and do it in the hand basin. Oh. Not the hand basin, in the thing, because that never gets used, because I'm not a pleb and I've got a dishwasher.
Oh dear, la-di-da. I do, it's for my mother.
That's very offensive.
It's not, she washes the dishes.
You should say a parent and then it's not sexist.
Well, my parent, but yes. I live with my mum, not my dad.
I've got to say, my mother doesn't wash.
So there we go. We're just both dependent on our parents.
So
it's like the modern generation.
So let's direct a camera. If there's any ladies out there that would like to be part of a platonic relationship. No, we wouldn't be platonic, lady. but we are platonic.
Yeah. You want to be the third wheel.
No, be all right if there's four. And they're friends. Oh, yeah. So we want a couple of friends.
Does that mean we get to have a break from each other as
yes.
well?
Oh. But when they're together, they can talk like that, and we can talk like that.
Yeah.
And
then
and
we can go and leave.
And then we can
and
go and
I
leave.
Don't need to stay in your bed anymore.
Yeah, so we can all split the different ways.
Oh, that's good. That might work.
It'd be like division.
Yeah, it might help if the blind or incredibly desperate.
Yes.
Have we just plummeted?
Yes. Plummeted into our desperation.
Our one listener, viewer, is yes. just like, gone, I'm not listening to this crap anymore.
Right.
It's all right, we're past the watershed. I don't know if YouTube has a watershed, but yes. we're past it.
Oh, ditty. We're getting reminded now.
The audience is good.
Well, now we can call her now producer. The producer has said...
Is it producer or is she assistant producer? Because if she's now producer, she's got to do cutting and all sorts. So you're going to sort our audio out afterwards.
No, he's editor, producer. What? Or
sound engineer.
Yeah.
Director. That's yes. better because she can direct to tell you to do that rather than produce things.
But the producers is far better because then you get a whole show out of it, you know, by Mel Brooks.
Possibly. This is... Right.
I'm just going to... Because that was a dark beer and that's a light one. So
yeah, would you like to wash mine out as well, please?
I'll
talk about this. So this is the Colonel. Which camera, cameraman? Ooh,
he's not
camera? He's busy faffing on.
We'll just put it to the...
He knew it was happening. It is called the Colonel London Sour Damson. It is 4.1% and in a big fuck-off bottle.
There was... We're not meant to be swearing. Oh.
You swore at the start. It's 750 mil.
There's not much information about it, but because it says damson on it, I take it has damsons in.
Yeah, well, normally they list the hops they use on the front, and it was a tenner for this big bottle.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's not a good sign of your... That's what.
No,
I...
it smells fruity. It's very red,
right,
nearly like blood. Not quite as thick as blood. It's got a good head to it.
It is a sour fork, so maybe try a little bit, and then if you like it, top it up.
It's got a cracking smell.
Oh, that smells...
I really like that smell.
It smells quite, like sweeties,
cherry and
like,
sweet and summer fruits.
Yeah.
Summer.
I like the smell of that. Come have this as the air freshener.
Wow. It is sour. But I could drink that. I could
really
drink that
refreshing.
You know, when you're at work and you need like a drink to keep you refreshed, that could be your refreshing drink.
I think you'd have this between beers as a palate cleanser.
You need a freezer to make a nice pop.
Yeah.
That's a cracking idea.
Yeah.
Quite interesting.
Ice pop.
Oh, I do like that. That's definitely a winner for us.
That is
pretty sweet.
The thing is, it's normally a sour is a sour fruit. This sour is on the sweet sour spectrum.
It's like having a little bit of a sour sweet. You know when they have the milder sour sweet, somebody goes, here's a sour sweet, and they expect you to go like that, and then you're just like, meh.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
If you're having a barbecue, if you're having a picnic, if you're anywhere, this is really good for a summer day. Member of our audience did find it a bit too sour. In fact, her eyes have gone to the back of her head.
But as I said, it doesn't turn your face inside out like some of them do.
No.
Really?
I want to say it's close to a cider sour. You know when you get your fruit ciders? The base flavour is kind of that. Without it being a crap cider.
Yeah. No, I'll definitely get that again. I don't think I could do the full bottle, though.
We could. I reckon me and you could do that full bottle, a picnic in the woods. With our ladies. We'd have to have our ladies, if not it'll look too romantic.
So our two ladies.
In champagne flutes.
Oh, so we've been classy. This is quite a classy date.
Yeah.
Strawberries. Feed your strawberry. Oh, no, we'll feed the women strawberry. The ladies strawberry.
No, we feed each other. They just watch. And cheese and cucumber sandwiches.
All right. Why not cheese and cucumber toasties?
Because we've not got a toasty machine in the woods.
Well, we'll just get a generator.
But we can get them to lug the generator.
Yeah.
So if you want to carry a generator, well, we have some lovely drink.
Tweet us at Formal Shark and just put.
I'm desperate.
we like bald and hairy men.
Yeah.
And we are the exact opposite. He's hairy round here.
Yeah.
But quite bald that direction. Bald here and hairy from down here.
Yeah.
Like a bear.
I mean, we're proper opposites, aren't we?
Yeah.
If we ran at each other, we'd just become as one bald person and one hairy person.
Right?
Yeah.
Does that work?
I don't know.
We'll have to try it.
We'll have to try it.
Do we have to be naked or clothed?
I think we've got to be naked.
Do you have a head transplant?
No, that doesn't work. Because he's still got hair here and I struggle to grow this. So we'd have to run at each other.
Really fast.
If we had children, they'd be very beautiful children. They'd either come out really beautiful, like incredibly awful.
I think half of them would be half and half.
Yeah.
You know, half of them would be like butt ugly, and half of them would be. But hopefully, the butt ugly ones would have the brains.
Yeah. So they wouldn't just be like these things in the corner that gets melons thrown at them.
What? Is that what you're going to do for your non favourite child?
Yeah, I'm going to throw melons at him. Or her.
That's not very nice. You've got to have the illusion.
Well, it's better than eggs.
But you've got to have the illusion that you love all your children.
I'm not going to love all my kids.
Right. Should we do the ditty and then do a sum up?
Oh, we didn't do a sum up on the last one.
This is the last programme.
Did we do a sum up?
Yes. So we've had four beers.
You've taken all the bottles away. We can't wave the bottles.
No, it doesn't matter. We've had four beers. I can't be bothered putting them in an order.
I think that sour probably the cherry stout was probably the better.
And then probably
the double IPA. Then the
what's been quite good is this has been a lot of really good beers for us two anyway. I don't think the audience have been as
enamoured, but we don't care about the audience.
But for us certainly, the first half was in good beers. You know, they were good beers that we would drink, and then these ones have been in sort of the very good beers that we'll probably seek out again.
Yeah.
But we obviously haven't had any of the more top of the range.
Oh, we forgot to pair the food.
Oh, right, what
we've got our last food pairing.
Oh, right, yeah.
Crisp and salty grape with fish.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's too much. I don't want all
so, well, it. So, does. But
it feels like rubber.
So we have got.
What is this?
Some green sort of stuff.
It is British some. Samphire. We'll pass it around. It was cheap at Tesco, so it's probably off.
Nice and salty.
Oh no, I don't see what it tastes like because we're on YouTube.
It tastes of salt. I like it.
No.
Yeah, but you're a cretin. You constantly go on because I like asparagus.
You do. You like asparagus and kale. You're probably middle class.
I don't like kale. Kale is just expensive cabbage. Just have a cabbage, right? But
Deals
like
something having like a mock railway set.
So you have a mock railway set at home, do you?
Yeah, sort of thing.
Are you a proper train nerd? You go, oh, I really like trains, me.
Is this where you got abusive to the audience? We're meant to be nice to them.
Is this when we're up in your loft?
Yeah. Yeah. You rub your legs and go, oh, I've got the B394 train today.
This does taste like something we did together.
Yeah, it does. But we're not allowed to talk about that.
We're talking
or your wife will get upset.
We'll sum up the show. So, if by some miracle you're still watching, at us, at Formal Shark, like us at
Facebook, formal slash Formal Shark. It's there on the screen.
Is it somewhere on the screen?
Yeah,
it's
that there.
You.
Yeah. Right. We can't see it because we've not got the VR glasses.
We need like a monitor up there so we can really be like doing the weather and going, it's going to be sunny here, but in Newcastle it's going to be pishing down.
Yeah.
So, where was I?
Email
sharks@formalshark.co.uk.
Our website is formalshark.co.uk.
Yeah.
He's phil@formalshark.co.uk if you just want to email him, if you're desperate and you don't like me. And if I'm bob@formalshark.co.uk.
If you'd like.
And this has been our Crime Watch set.
Yeah, this has been the Crime Watch hour. Thank you, @phil Lloyd or whatever it is.
Yeah, on Twitter for being our cameraman.
Yeah, thank you to the audience for putting up with us and letting us be performing monkeys for 2 hours and actually watch us. Like Pratt.
And remember, don't have nightmares.
Oh yeah, don't have nightmares.
I think that's it, isn't
that's
it?
A wrap.
Yeah.
Oh no, we'll press the button.
Yeah, did he?
You were listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.